Welcome back to Sports Today for yesloans.com.au, and joining us is the footy manager at the Freo Dockers in Chris Bond. Welcome, mate. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Paul.
Nice to talk to you. Now, firstly, Nathan Fyfe, last night the coach revealed that he's out after some further scans on his thigh. Is he only going to miss the week, Bondi?
Yeah, that's our plan. Look, if it, it certainly wouldn't be any more than, we're not expecting it to be any more than that. But yeah, he's pulled up a little bit sore. It's more preventative than anything, Carl. We're really confident that after a bit of rest, full training next week, he should be okay. And we'll see if he gets through training all next week and go from there.
Any potential debutants this week, Bondi? We've got some good youngsters coming through at the moment. Weller's been in good form. Blakely, Gray, Langdon. Could one of them find themselves in the team this week?
Yeah, we've been really pleased. I think, Hayes, the benefit, a little bit of the draw with Peel as well, is Ross and I have been able to get down there a fair bit and really haven't missed a game that, you know, we haven't either been in a state for or they've clashed. So we've got to see them a fair few times. And you're right. I think on the weekend, the benefit for us was certainly, you know, Lockie Weller's been an emergency. Connor Blakely's just had a terrific year. And Ed Langdon's really, really developed as well. But then there's the mature players we thought have gone down and had some really good form. You know, Paul Duffield, Tendai Mazumdu, Zach Dawson's back, had his second game back. So we've got some options. I think there's a chance of it, but we'll just have to see how we get through the week.
A couple of years almost in now to the host club arrangement. Are you starting to see the benefits, you think, as a footy club?
Well, personally, Carl, I've seen the benefits after the first, you know, few months. I mean, you know, Cam Shepherd obviously is coaching and Andrew McBean is their footy manager. We work really closely with the guys in regards to the alignment and the partnership and just, you know, the resources that are used. And I think both clubs and would be able to say that it's been really beneficial. And to be able to go down there and really sit down and absorb how Peel are going about it is really impressive. And obviously the benefit is our young players developing and doing that. And the other part of that is Peel becoming a really competitive club in the Waffle, and that's really important to everybody.
One player that spent a week there, Clancy Pearce. Myself and Carl, we were very surprised that he got dropped when he did, but he played on the weekend, come back and hurt his shoulder. Is he a chance to play this week? Can we keep him in our fantasy footy sides? I guess we want to know.
That's being selfish, Hayes.
It's a very good question. Look, we'll just have to wait and see with Clancy. He certainly hurt the shoulder. And we suspect that he's going to be okay, but we just have to wait and get through. It's a Sunday game, so we've got the 8-day break. We just have to wait and see how he gets through training. So our next main training session will be Friday, but we'll have match committee tomorrow and go from there. Look, Clancy's was in and out a little bit. He had an outstanding game a couple of weeks ago at Peel, where he had 40 possessions and came back into the team. But Clancy's keeps developing, improving all the time. But we'll just see how the shoulder pulls up and how it all goes from there.
Ryan Crowley, back at training. What sort of nick's he in?
He's in really good nick, Carl, and both, you know, emotionally and physically. And, you know, it's great to have him back at the club. It's been a significant 12 months of his life, but for everybody as well. No more so than Ryan and his family, but it's also something that's been managed closely by the club and the people close to him. So it's great to have him back at the club. I think he said it himself. He felt like a bit of a new recruit coming in. But he's obviously been able to train by himself, and he hasn't had the wear and tear this year of, you know, the contact injuries that AFL players do have. But in saying that, we have to be really careful with his training to make sure that, you know, he doesn't get inflicted with any soft tissue injuries once he gets into the cut and thrust of, you know, of training and the different movements that you have to do once you do that. So it's great to have him back. He's in really good spirits, and I think it's good for everybody involved.
Look, list management's important. Some people in this town think that this is Ryan Crowley's last hurrah, that it's career over come the end of the season. How does that sit with you?
Look, it sits with us, with Ryan. The first things first for Ryan is to get back into the system and get his life back, you know, into the routines that he's had previously. And he's been playing AFL football for a long period of time. But, you know, I would never suggest anything other than the fact that Ryan just needs to train and continue to be a part of our football club. And that's right, those decisions are not only made for Ryan, but they're made for a number of our players, but at the end of the year. We've got time and we'll use that time.
Got the result on the weekend against the Tigers. Probably didn't play as good as Fremantle has played, particularly early in the season. It seems that since Michael Johnson left the side, I know he left at quarter time when Richmond had already inflicted a fair bit of damage about 6 or 7 weeks ago. How's he tracking? He must be the most critical player, in my mind, for Fremantle getting back fit and playing well before finals. How's he looking?
Well, I think Jono's a favourite of us all, Hayes, isn't he? I mean, not only as a player, but you know what he does as a person and how he is around our football club as a leader. He's just a fantastic human being. And you're right, he's really important to us. And, you know, it's an old line, but just the ability of people like Alex Pearce to play some football and really develop as a player since Jono's been out has been really important. But I think we'd all like Jono back in the team, and there's nothing to suggest that they both can't play when he does. We only think he's a couple of 2 or 3 weeks away from getting back into full football training. And I think, considering then that there's a couple of weeks in finals, he would be playing hopefully in 2 or 3 weeks.
In a strong position as a footy club, on the back of some really good performances, a gutsy win last week, started off the season brilliantly, got some criticism for not putting sides away, but you were still winning, got blown away once this year. Overall, as the footy manager, you'd be pretty happy, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we are. We're certainly not content, but we do understand that we're happy. There's so much work that goes into it, from, you know, players' availability to the day Ross worked through the door to make sure that our players are fit and available and they're not deconditioned. They're actually conditioned enough to play AFL football. So for that to be sustainable, and then the work that the coaches and players are putting in to play the way and the style that we need to do, you know, we think we're doing that well. We think we've got a very solid program. But we haven't brought the trumpets out. We're not patting ourselves on the back. We've still got an enormous amount of work to do to get to where we want to get to. And I think the players and the coaches are really hungry, and that's really important.
Bondi, it seems the Carlton coaching job is down to 4, and Simon Lloyd's a key part of that. For those that haven't heard much about Simon Lloyd, tell us a bit about him. What are his strengths? And do you see him as a future AFL coach?
Yeah, I'm a big believer with coaching that, you know, you can certainly do it. It's just people are going to do it in different ways. Look, Simon, I think he's one of the best people I've been involved in with AFL footy, and I don't say that lightly. I've been lucky enough to be in this game for 26 years, and he's just such a great person. But I think anybody will say that about Simon because he is. He's got so strong values, and he's a hard worker, got great work ethic, but he has got a good knowledge about the game. And he, you know, his job here as head of development and senior assistant coach is really to implement, you know, the way that we want to play to our first and fourth year players. And I think history shows that that's been achieved because our players do come in and know the structures and know what we need to stand for. So, look, I'm a huge fan of Simon. He's a great person. We'd be incredibly supportive if he was able to get the job. And if he didn't get the job, we feel that he's just going to grow and continue to grow in our program.
Good luck, mate, on the weekend against GWS on Sunday. We'll be there calling it on 6pm. And thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Your call's next here on Sports Today for yesloans.com.au. 922 11882 is that number. Give us a ring. We've got 8 lines free.